Jasper was that it had been impossible to get any of Broadway's leading ladies to take roles in the original production. Alice Brady and other actresses were afraid police would close the play. But it scored a critical success, and then, Ms. Hellman recalled, there was talk that it had a chance for the Pulitzer Prize. However, the rumor was that Professor William Lyon Phelps of Yale refused to attend the play, Ms. Hellman said, and he was the Pulitzer Play Committee in those days. The award went to a drama by Zoe Akins called The Old Maid, based on a story by Edith Wharton. Apart from the excitement stirred by the children's hour, it was a remarkable performance for a young writer. I'd had a couple of little stories published, Miss Hellman said. I was married to Arthur Kober at that time, and these stories appeared in a magazine of which he was an editor. Not, of course, that that was the reason for their publication. And I'd written with Louis Cronenberger a comedy about a royal family who wanted to be middle-class people. That play was always being bought but never produced. Then I read the book which gave rise to The Children's Hour. The book was William Roughead's Bad Companions, which was published in Scotland in 1930. In one chapter entitled Closed Doors or The Great Drumshoe Case, there's the story of a scandal in Edinburgh in 1809 caused by a malicious child who said that the two headmistresses at her school had an inordinate affection for each other. Lillian Hellman, 26 years old, a writer of no considerable experience, took this theme and made it into a play which has been widely praised for dramatic intensity and psychological insight. Reflecting on how she had achieved such a result, Miss Hellman said, "One thing that has struck me about The Children's Hour is that anyone young ordinarily writes autobiographically. Yet I picked on a story that I could treat with complete impersonality. I hadn't even been to boarding school. I went to school here in New York." Here's another observation I make about the play today as I work over it. On the stage, a person is twice as villainous as, say, in a novel. When I read that story, I thought of the child as neurotic, sly, but not the utterly malignant creature which playgoers see in her. I never see the characters as monstrously as the audiences do. In her case, I saw her as a bad character, but never outside life. It's the results of her lie that make her so dreadful. This is really not a play about lesbianism, but about a lie. The bigger the lie, the better, as always. The author had a maid bring in coffee to Sluis over the rasping vocal cords. "That's a little better," she said. "Perhaps I got this affliction because I was uneasy about working on the play before I began. Kermit Bloomgarden, the producer, wanted it revived. Of course, I did too. No one likes money more than I do. And beyond that, you don't like to see a work die. A writer must want money and want people to like what he writes. But the important thing is wanting, but not writing for it, if you know what I mean. Anyhow, when I got into the work, I felt this was a good play to be doing again because it isn't about a time or a movement, it's a story." What work has Miss Hellman done on her play? Oh, some lines seem slightly literary and I've changed them. Then I had a great temptation to rewrite it. In a sense, I had to stand by the play. What you did some years ago, you did that day. 18 years later, you're a different person with a whole different series of emotions. I was afraid that I'd be weepy, but I wasn't sorry about the lapse of time. I found I'm glad it's passed. The playwright smiled as a kind of philosophical comment on her words. "Well now, we have a fine cast playing The Children's Hour. I believe that people who have seen the play before will find that this is in many ways a different interpretation." Miss Hellman phrased the next query for herself. "But what am I going to tackle after the play opens?" She tried to dredge up the answer under the hypnotic influence of the crackling fire. "You may know that I've been editing the Chekhov letters for that Great Letter series that Louis Cronenberger is bringing out as the overall editor. Now that job is finished too, so I'm really free to write a play. I do have two or three characters rattling around." Then she volunteered, "Have I mentioned to you that I thought of doing more about the people of The Little Foxes? I've always thought about that story as requiring a trilogy to finish it." She would not say where, in the matter of time, she visualized the third play fitting into the series with Another Part of the Forest and The Little Foxes. All I can say is that I'm a little baffled about the characters I